Chapter 11. An Alzheimer's Patient. 76-year-old Felix Anderson was admitted for a fracture to his left ankle. Every now and then we would admit a patient with other conditions as well, and Mr. Anderson suffered from Alzheimer's disease. This patient was at one time a train guard. It seemed he was still employed as such. He would sit in the hall across from the nursing station. If the phone rang, he said to me, "Could you tell them I am busy right now? Ask for their phone number and I'll call them back." Or if I walked down the hall, he would stop me with, "Say, can I see your ticket?" I would show him my driver's license. "That's okay. Go ahead," he would answer. He was nicer to women than men. The lab technician came to take a sample from Felix. He said to her, "Hi, gorgeous." The technician was tickled pink. She said to me, "He called me gorgeous." "Well, aren't you? He is right, you know," I replied. She gave me a puzzled look, not knowing whether to believe us, but she was flattered just the same. When I tried to give him a bath, Mr. Anderson would physically attack me. He must have had some bad experience with men in the past. I asked a female nurse to give him a bed bath, which was no problem to the patient at all. Otherwise, he was a friendly person. He kept himself occupied checking everyone who happened to walk down the hall for their tickets. No person was allowed on the train without a ticket. Most people picked up on the state the patient was in and showed some kind of identification. He would say, "Okay, you can board the train." He was so settled in and sensed we liked him as a person. Some Alzheimer's patients were relatively easy to handle. It all depended on how far the illness had progressed. But some were quite a handful and needed a sitter. They had to be watched all the time or they ran away. In nursing homes, these clients have a bracelet on their leg that will set off an alarm if they try to open a door. These patients respond to soft music and soothing voices. We finally found a nursing home for Mr. Anderson. Not that we wanted to get rid of him, because he was the life of the party. But this hospital was an acute care facility and did not have nursing home facilities. A week later, the nursing home reported to us that Mr. Anderson had passed away. We were shocked. He was such a delightful patient. It could have been the transition being too shocking to him. A lot of people do not seem to realize what a shock a transfer to another ward or a totally different place can be for a patient. It affects those who have been hospitalized for months. Their rooms have become like home. To hear, "You are discharged today," is very disturbing. With at least 3 days of advance warning, perhaps these people could mentally prepare themselves for discharge. It may not be necessary to follow this route when a patient has only been there for a week. But after a stay of 3 or 4 weeks or longer, it is my feeling that a patient should be prepared for discharge to accept the separation from the hospital. I am thinking of this Mr. Anderson having to deal with different staff, perhaps a totally different atmosphere, not getting the attention he was used to. It may have been a busy and crowded ward where he was just a number, treated as just another patient, and sort of left on his own. Perhaps he only received attention at mealtime or during the routines of going to bed and getting up.